We are continuing our shu'urim on Madbeah Bracha. We are in the Nikudas HaKesef on Daf 127 now. Okay, now we're going to be discussing, we've been discussing till now, Birkas HaMitzvahs, Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh, like we discussed last time, many different types of brachas. This time we're going to be discussing a bracha which doesn't have this asher kedishan of mitzvoisav that we spend so much time and bringing the makifim, but rather like because the shvach, because the hadol. So let's start reading over here. But because the shvach v'hadol shvehem matbea bracha, who ad tevus melech olam kigon because boch she'ama. Ve'emati yamshuchu amochin degadus detzalem b'sat. Because we saw, we worked a lot. We worked very hard to understand the Indian of Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivanu. That brought in all the makifim. But when that's not there in the bracha, so when are the makifim going to come in? Or the tzelem b'chlam? They say like this. V'ata nevel lachko v'brocha shematbea bracha shalehem ikro ad tevus melech olam kegon v'ikaz boch shama b'yotze. So they say that even though we don't have the words Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvoisav, they say it all comes down in the bracha Melech HaOlam, that part of the bracha. Okay. B'sida Nitfas in the Rashash, he writes down the B'tevas Melech HaOlam Sider B'tchilas Aliyas Abirurim Imochem D'Yinika Keseda Yidua Ad Apsak Da'ak V'zivugam Amshach Atzipit Imochem D'Gadlo D'Chel Chalukosam L'Kol Pasuv Keseda Arachno L'Va'el El V'achach Amshach Atzimochem D'Gadlo Z'miyuadim Lezun L'Yesod Amachuz Yesod Rishonim. Alright, all we really needed from that is just the last line. That it seems to be in the Rashash. See, the Rashash says in Mefurash is that when you do Melech HaOlam, we all know that you go all the way up to Apsak Da'ak, you bring all the new Shefa, you distribute all the Shefa to all the different Chalakim of the different parts of it. And not only that, you're also going to bring down the Mem, the Lamed, and the Tzadi, which spells, which is the tzelem. Okay. Om the b'seder kinesis the morgim the gadlus kosev shagdamet bilvashin nimshachim velo sider tzalmi neranchi keitzad em nimshachim ve'anu mizbonim veloshem mekoshu shel sider be'agdamet shekosev keitzad yimshachu amorchim the gadlus the tzelem ve'fi zeh nireh keitzad yesh l'seder hakavona. Alright, not all the details are written there in the sider, so we have to figure out how this is going to fit into the Kol Tzame. V'zir loshon ha'akdoma b'sidlo v'siyem b'siyem tevas ha'melech ha'olam v'birkas bo sh'ama v'yotze. This is what the Rashash writes over there. V'misham says Rashash yechavem la'am shel gimol tzalmei ha'mochim d'naranchi d'nachi d'ben u'ma, meaning you bring down the tzlomim from both the right and left side. Ligima patzufa pinimim shem chabad akololim dizam. So that you're going to bring down to the three different patzufa pinimim shem. What are these three patzufa pinimim? Which is chabad, bina, and das akolim dizam. So, and he explains. Biuhu, and this is the explanation. She'ach she'noldu b'tevas elu, the melech oilam. The mochim de gadlus shinim shuratzun. So after that, we brought down in Melech Olam, we brought down all that shefa, the new shefa, which is called mochim de gadlus, into zun. The bigas elu and bigas a shvach v'odah ve'im ba'em tevas nusofes behem shechabrocha yim shurata gimel talmi amochim shem mochim de gadlus the mem lamed and tzadi v'zuo shekosav the tzadi gimel talmi amochim de naranchi de nachi.
So that's what the Rashash meant when he said you bring down the Nachi. He really meant bringing down the Tzelem.
Hanimshach al migim ha-partzuf ha-pinim in the partzuf chokhma bina das. Excuse me. So the mem is going to go to the chabad, parts of chabad, deza. The lamed is going to go to the chagatz of the parts of chabad, deza. And the mochim, the tzadi, is going to go into the night, the parts of chabad, deza. Kedi bi'arnu le'el, kol ze ba'aruch ve'loshon anar shalom ve'asidu. ונבר עוד של אף אגב שכל אחד מהמוחים אלו דגדלו את מם צדי, מם למד צדי, כלו למחוב וק ומלכות פרטים כסדר שלמדו לאל בטבס במדבר כל הברכה, כל ברכה. איננו מפרטים אוי שם בסדר כבון הזו, אלא מחב להמשיך את המוחים דגדלו למם למד צדי בכללות, ולכן סדר כבון שיהיה באופן כזה. So he summarizes here. Ubetemus melech olam nechavim betchila levare et aberurim la loisam im amochim the unika kesed yedu ad apsakdak. Okay, so again, you're saying melech olam, you're going all the way apsakdak with the mochim the unika. Va'achka achelik amochim digadlu dezu nimshu leseda malchut the yasu the rishon. It means it's going to go all the way down to yasut into the yasu the malchus of the yasut. Va'az nechav le'arzit the mochim the unika limkonam. Okay, you bring back the mochim, the yinika. Usually we do that in Asher, but you don't have that in Bav Shama. In the word Asher. V'la'amshech the mochim together the mem lamed tzadi lechabad chagat nahi of the parts of chabad deza. Since we're talking, dealing with lakifim as well, so we're always, since it's mochim together anyways, we'll always move that into the chabad. Now how do you move the mem and the lamed tzadi to there? That's because you have three parts of it. The chabad, the chabad, you have the chagat the chabad, and you have the nai the chabad. And that's going to be connected, your mem and the lamed and the tzadi. Okay, so if you look on page, here, if you look on this page where it says Tzivanu, we'll find the exact same thing, except I'll read out the lotion is a little bit different than what we have usually on this page. So he says, Yichav l'amshech mi'yesod u'malchut yasut, te'atzul makiv mem, that Salma Mochim the Chub Vaku Malchut. So why is he saying Chub Vaku Malchut? Means usually we do it separately. And each word, Ashek Kidishanu, Kidishanu, Benitzvah, Voisa, Vitzivanu, Av. We have four different places. So we do the Chokhmah in one, four different words. One Chokhmah in Vitzivanu, Benitzvah, Voisa, Bina in Vitzivanu, Kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al, so that's keneged the chokhma, bina, vakim, malchus. Since we don't have that in Bar Shema, we don't have all those words, so everything's going to be done in one go. It's going to be the chokhma, bina, vakim, malchus, all in one go, all in the mem, which is coming down. Then we'll find he's going to do the lamed, same thing. He's going to move the chub, the vak, the malchus, the abba v'im of yasud im naranchus shlehem. That's going to be the lamed. And where is that going to go down? It's going to go down to the chabad of the zal. The parts of kachab, the atzilut. Why kachab? Because we're dealing with the gadlut. The zal, the atzilut, the abiyah, the atzilut, which is the mouth of, which is the mouth of the neshamas. That's what it feels. And then finally, when you bring down the tzadi over there, you're also going to do the same thing, and you bring the mochim the chub back in malchut as well, where it's the nahi. And then he continues to say, "Achiluk ben brachot bebirkas and mitzvah shelachrem ma'aser," which we learned originally, "le mitzvah shedibo belvad birkas ashvach." What's the difference? "V'la'achem ma'aser lemadu adata." Navin shebebirkas bebrachot and mitzvah, brachot and mitzvah ashvach. As we know, we learned beforehand, what is meant by that tzilus? By that tzilus is a reference to the metzav of the metzav of spheres. Shu akva via that tzilus, which is another reference to akva via that tzilus. Ye gam ba'em chiluk ben brachos amitzvah shel achrem ma'aser, which we've been learning till now. Shetikunam ye ba'akva via the chitzonius that tzilus. It's going to work in the chitzonius that tzilus. The biggest mitzvah should be dibo, or because the shvach should tiknu yeh ba'ak ba'atzilus be the pnimius olam. So when you're only dealing with a bracha which only has a bracha, it doesn't have a ma'isa per se, then you work with the pnimius olam. The zem b'levav brichas aneinu shemitakni ba'ak ba'abiyah
the bria shenikraim gam be'er la'atzilus chitzonis. And since there, it's also the also ma'isa. Therefore, you're working with the chitzonis alone.
לכן, אף אגב שצידור מצינו תמיד בברכס המצוות ושבח מתקנים ביה דה הצילוס ולא חילק בהם בין חיצון לספטינים וזה הביה זה דה הצילוס עליהם לזכור. So even though we find in see, it doesn't mention בכלל this חילק, the Rashash tells us this, that we're working sometimes with the חיצונים of the Olamas and some of the Pnimis, we don't find this in the Siddur. Nevertheless, you have to know that ברכס המצוות should be דיבור or because the Shvach said about him, I'm talking the Pnimius Atzilus. And because the Mitzvah Shalachim, I say, I'm talking about Bia the Chitzonius Atzilus. Okay, it's very simple. Again, something with a Maise is something much more material. Think about it that way. You work with the Chitzonius. Now, something which is lighter means it doesn't have a Maise, then you're working with Atzilus. Okay. So the Bikitsa we've learned so far because the Mitzvah Shiesh B'Maise. We learn because of Hodor and Shrach, which is Bar Shema, the Yoitzer, where does that take place on the chart? And how do you bring down the Tselem if there's no place for Kedushan of Mitzvah? Now we're going to be learning another set of brachas, which is called Birkas Anenim. Now, how do we fit this system that we've been learning for the past few weeks of the Matbeah Bracha in the Birkas Anenim? So those who are following in the Sefer, it's page 131. 131. So here we go. He says as follows: Say that kavanas birkas anenim biuram v'chilu sheyesh b'neihem lebirkas hamitzvos. Now here we go. He brings down from the Mishnah Mamre Rashbi, which is in Parshas Akev, that the Arizal writes as follows: Avav birkas anenim ein b'neihem ein anu omrim lo kedusha v'lo mitzvah. We don't say kedusha, we don't say mitzvot. We don't say that ki acher shenitbaruchu avot chozu v'olu leorid. Chozu, we go back. Va'olu lehorid shefa mebina, which actually means Yasu. We go back to Yasu. We bring down from Yasu. Lemata lo horidu shefa rak besod bina atzmo mechatziniusa yusa. Only bring from the exterior part of the bina. We'll explain as we go along. Let's just read the Mamre Rashbi. Lefirach, anu amrim bore peri hagefen, or whatever, bore peri, whatever, eight. Shehu sod bina dinikanena betlat sifran. So, Loshon Zohar. The bria, so we work with the bina, which is nikan, which is establishes in the three spheres of bria. Zehu sod bore. Why does it say, why is this type of brocha of Bore peri. So why bore? Bore is loshen bria, the oil of a bria. It's a sod bore. Omisham yored leolam. Omisham yored leolam leitziri yetzira. From there, it's going to go down to the word of yetzira. Shu sod peri. Shu sod tiferes anika ben yudkei. So that's going to be the Shem Hashem Kevim. In Canada, Beshit Sifra and Yetzira. And then when we finally say HaGefen or Eitz or Adama, then we finally move it down all the way down to the world of Asir. Okay, so we have that. So we say Bore, that's a reference to you bringing down the Shem to the Bria. And then you say Peri, you're being more specific, that's bringing down to the world of Yetzira. And then finally, when you bring down, then you say the final words of the Bracha, Gefen or Eitz or Adama, you're bringing it down to the world of Asiya. Shem Malchut Nikra Eitz, Bore Peri Eitz, the Eitz is the Malchus, or Gefen or Adama, Mikanana Asiya. Kaa calls it Peri Eitz Chaim, Shara Bochus is also mentioned in the Peri Eitz Chaim. Now, with by Inyan, Api Mashe goes to say we call the Shah Kedusha, Sha'arei Kedusha Lemachu, Zotzal, Zia, Shiyesh Dalet Mechtsovim. There are four Mechtsovim, we're going to mention this again, the four different stations, I should say. Malbishim Zeb Zeb Shove, Mamish Beshove, Ve'e Mechtsov Asfiras, which is Kenegid Atzilus, Merzav and Neshamas, which is more exterior, then Merzav and Malachim, which is connected to Yetzira, and then Merzav and Achoshech, which is most exterior,
Think of it as a cylinder within another cylinder. Rabbeinu Roshash herchiv levar b'seva kadosh ne'ashon daftet amud dalid ayin sham. Mashma m'dvarav the kol merzav kulul me'agva abia pchati be'otav merzav. So, look at this cylinder. We're going to call this cylinder merzav aspheros. Now, in this cylinder, you're going to look, but orech means from top to bottom, you look as if there's miniature agva abia, the five worlds which are there, standing from the top to the bottom. Now, all of them are going to be like that. So, what differentiates one to the other? So, that's going to be Agva Abia of Atzilus. And the one which is the Mertzav of Neshama is going to be Agva Abia the Bria. And the one which is going around that, which is the Mertzav of Malochim, which is Agva Abia the Yetzir. And then finally, the Mertzav of Choysher is Agva Abia the Asir. That's the way it looks. Again, this is a much, much bigger view of what we're looking individually of Zun. Zun doing it, making a tikkun in Zun, Zun de Atzilus, but rather this is we're looking very a very wide shot of what's happening in a often gadol. So he continues over here with the Rashash, and he says. And I'll just start that again. Mashma d'varu shekol merzav kulul me'agva abia prati d'oto merzav. Rabbeinu Arosh Sharabi, which is the grandson of the Rashash, said because of Divrei Shalom, kosov she'em dalet merzavin keneged abia. Meaning that merzav is still nikra agva abia d'atzilus. Merzav is neshom is agva abia d'bria, merzav is d'molochim is agva abia d'yitzir, and merzav d'chosh nikra agva abia d'asir, like I just mentioned to you. Now, Lefize says Nikud Zekesef. Mevar Rabbeinu Roshash ben Arsholom ba'akdam ha'bracha she'birkas ha'mitzvahs me'takinim b'pninis. Now, so therefore, the Roshash tells us, as you saw it, that when you're working with birkas ha'mitzvahs, we're working with the pninis. The pninis. Ve'hem agva abiyad atzilus she'em mechzavam ve'atzfiros she'nikra pninis. ואילו ביקרס הננים מתקנים בחיצוניוס, והם אגבי אביה ודבריה, שמרצב אז נשום אז נקרא חיצוניוס. אמר בי שבאו ואישה ולאגבי אביה, דאצילוס, אין שם כל הלושון קוצ'ו. So we're working within, when we're doing ביקרס המצווה, we're working with the interior cylinder, which goes מרצב אז ספירס. When you're working with the ביקרס הננים, you're working with the exterior, that's called the מרצב אז נשום, which is also called אגבי אביה, דיבריה. אז כל בית בית, וידי וקודשו של מרן, נסודים על עד נפז, והם בידי וקודשו של הרב שהבנו, והוא שכתב הרב, כאן שביקרס הננים מורידים שפע מחיצוניוס בינה. Now we can understand what the rav that we quoted, Mama Rashbi in Parshas Eker, was talking about when he was saying that you're bringing it down from mechitzas Mechitzonius Bina. So he says the Kavan is that he was speaking about Bikas Anenim, which is in the Chitzonius of the Merzav Atzviras. Sheva Mochin de Gadol Haba Mirom Amalois Ad Yasu Nikra Bina is going to Bina. Who Bechinat Chitzonius Em Agva Bina Debriya. That's what he meant. That's what he meant. So let's continue. ולפי מה שקורה בנעשון מהמשך, בסיד הקודש הנראה, שסייד הקוונה ביקרס הננים לא ישתנה כלל בסוד הקוונה ביקרס המצווה. בעצם, everything is identical. ביקרס הננים או ביקרס המצווה, the only difference is one's working in the pinimis, one's working in the chitzim, one's working in the atzilus, one's working in the bria. But the system is always the same. Then he says as follows, מתחילה ברכה, הטבעס מלך העולם משמחה, מוכן יניקה. ואך גר בטבעס מלך העולם יעלו הבורים מהנוגים לאויס הברכה מהמוכן דיניקה למען כסדר ידוע דרו ממלוס וסדב אבסק דאק ואם שורת טיפוס המוכן דיוט ספיר דמה ותשלום יוט ספיר דבן וכל פרצו לוקח את חלקו נוגע לו ואך גר בטבעס בורא אוקיי, this is what נוגע to us that was all מוכן דיניקה now when you come to the when you come בורא Okay, this is already mochen de gadlu. Nase it's also a pu'ulam she nase betevel se shekin shana b'mitzvoisam. So the word, one word, of a vikas shvach which is boire, takes the place of kiddushanu b'mitzvoisam v'tzivanu of a vikas of mitzvahs. So one word of vikas anenim will take three words for us to say three words in Birkas Hashlach, Birkas Mitzvahs. Vohu shetchila mamshech es l'mochim degadu liyasodu malchul diyasu d'rishonim. That's the first stage. You're drawing down from the yasuds. Where? From the yasodu malchus, you bring it down to where? You bring it down to Zun. But before you bring it down to Zun, you marzir, v'achga marzir l'mochim diyanik l'mkoim. Sorry. L'mkoim ma beparzav chagat, which we usually would have done in Asher. The word Asher. V'achga marchamrim l'mamshech es l'mochim diyamakiv in the lamed mem. Then you're going to bring in that word bore, you bring the lamed mem, but which part? The chokma. And that's what he meant, bore is bina. What do you mean by that? Because when Hashem was bore, nimshach ha-mochem yisod, malchus yasud ad bria, shehem mochem v'chokma bina ad megim ad bria, ki yadu ha-shezeh shelamadu. So I should read that again. That's why he's saying this. Every time we know that the Rav speaking, speaks mamish in cryptic forms. He says, Bore is Bina. What does that mean? He says, when you say the word Bore, you mamshich shefa. Miru malo is ad yasu until you saw the machu the yasu. Mishal mochim the yasu the machu the yasu. But ad the bria, you bring it all the way down into the world of bria. Shehem mochim the chokhmat ubinot. And what do you bring there exactly? You bring the mochim the chokhmat ubinot because you bring chaba. Chokhmat megiim ad bria. Ki adub seder shalamad lehem. That's what's happening when you bring down, when you say the word bore. Now, when you say the next word, which is pri, what the Arizal tells us? Shenimshor ha-mochim makim de lamed men de vak nikra yetzira. Okay? So, bore, you bring down the chub. When you say peri, you bring in the vak. Into where? Into world, which is called Yetzirah. It's called Yetzirah. Nimshach on Yetzirah, the Zad, the Atzilut, the Yetzirah, the Tafta. You bring in all the and Mamash into those worlds. Sima Baruch Ha, Betevas Agefen, third stage, Ha'etz, or Adama. So what do you do, the finale over here? Nimshach on the Mokhin, Amikim, the Lame Men, Hanika, the Malchis. So when you say the last word that they get from the Etzadam, you bring it down the Malchia. So, because so that's always a system. You bring the Chochmah, and then the Bina, and then the Vak, and then the Malchias. Now, so the only difference over here, and we only have three words, right? Bore, Piriya, Eitz, three. So how can you bring down four things? Tell us this, in Bore, you bring down the Chochmah and Bina. Pri, you're going to bring down the Vak of the Lamed Mem. And then finally, again from the Etzad Adama, you're going to bring down what's called the Malchus of, which is also applicable to the world of Siyah. Now, Nimshok v'Asiyah, the Zah d'Atzilus l'Asiyah Tachta, you can bring that all down to the Asiyah, the Zah, and also the Asiyah the Tachta. But that was the Nil, but the Kosh Yishu the Rav, she calls it the Tevus Bo Pri, who Yitzirah, v'Akka, the Tevus Eitz Adama, who v'Asiyah. That's what he means, that's Pshat. V'Akka, v'Hanos Achila, Oshtiyah, then you do the Maisa, you eat actually the Peirah. Mechav le'amshir es l'mochem de chub. Vak, the malchus, the gadus, penimis, de tzadi de tzale. That's all the lamed mem till now. But when you do the maize, that's when you bring the tzadi. In Cain, ein chiluk klal be'ezem kavon amat ve'eboch. So you see that ben bikos anen, ben bikos mitzvahs is always the same system. Once you understand the system, it works for all the brachas. You have to know how to fit it into words. מלבד שינוי שיש בסדר כניס את המוחם לגדות וכן שכל הכוון הזה הברוכת בפועל היא במרצב הנשום אז נקרא אג ואבי עד הבריאה. So those are the only slight differences besides that everything they say. לכן רצינו בנה השום בסדר הקודש שהמוחם לגדות נמשוך לזה בבקס הננים הם נמשוך באויץ הפחותס שמצינו בבקס המצווס. So it's the exact same thing. ורב בטאב שיבין ואל והם להביע דזה דאצילוס ודאביע רק שאיזה שיהיה שבירכוס המצוות כל עם שוח עשי בבחות אביע דאצילוס ובירכוס הנני מהביע דבריאה. So again, to summarize, when you're doing birkas mitzvahs, you're working with abia de'atzilos, which in other words means a mitzvah of spheres, which also called pinimius. And when you're working birkas hananim, you're working with Be'abia de'bria, which is another word for Merzav and Neshomas, which is also called Chitzonis. Yotze Evel, says the Nekudas HaKesef,
on page 132, Shema Tabu Sinu Leel Protes Atzilus Ve'Abia, you am Abia Atzilus, Ham the Abia the Bria, Amar Bishim Allah Bishove, or because of mitzvahs call, I'm sure it's you, Babia Datsilas. Or because of Nenim, Em, Yiye, Biada, Bria. Now, he moves on. Levas said the Knesset of Mochim Amor, because of Nenim, Nase, Lo, Rag, because of Bore, Kim, because of Motzi, Vishahako. Now, let's move on to a different type of Bore. Well, you don't have bore, but you have a motzi lechem min haaretz, or shahakol niyad bivon. What are you going to do now? You don't have the word bore now. So how is that going to work? So he said, actually, the man that said the knesset, the mochim bebekas anenim, keitz anasi bebekas bebochas a bore, and the ava bish ha sefer kodesh now sholom huva said the kavana zeh ala bekas bore peretz. So the siddur doesn't go through all the permutations, all the different brachas and how to fit into the magbir bracha. They only gives us a dogma of Birkas Bor Per Etz. So mikom akom, kifi anirah mehasidur hakadosh, yesh lecha b'mesed hazeh, gam b'shah ha-brachot, kigom bor pei ha-gefen, adama, v'amotzi, v'ashakol, v'shah ha-brachos, that every other type of bracha would also fall into that. So whether you're making a boreh, or a shakol, or a motzi, all the same system. V'inem seder b'niyahu, that's the seder shash, chelik amon sepchot yas, שהיו על סדר כמו זה בורא, גם על ביקס אדם, והגבר, ומיני עצי בסומים, בורא פרעץ, all these different type of permutations of ברוכס, וסדר כמו נהוא על הסדר האמור. למד מהם יזכו בטבעס בורא, למד מהם דפקס טבעס פרי ועשב, או עשבי, או מיני, and the Lamed Mem, the mouth was B'Tevus Eitz. That's where it works. Adama B'Gefen B'Samim B'Atzad Enim Shal B'Ana Me'Amach Olo Mashke O'Reach. That's what we do. The Ma'aseh always comes at Tzadi, and the two and the other words will bring in the Lamed Mem in the four different levels. Now, B'Sido Anal Sida said Amshoch Zemochim Zeh Al Bikas Abore Bikas Amotzi Be'Ofen Kazeh. Lamed mem b'chu b'tevas motzi. Lamed mem d'vag b'tevas lechem. Lamed mem b'malchus b'tevas aretz. B'tzadi b'anas ha'achila. Again, just to give us a dogma. Rabbeinu bati ragani b'sifu sede anhaga b'hagot, sorry, kiddush. The yom tov shel pesach b'teva asher b'char banu b'kiddushanu. Lamed men b'chokma b'mitzvah yisav lamed men b'binas v'titen lanu lamed men d'vag mikadosh yisrael lamed men d'malchus. B'kitzur, all different types of brachas. He's talking about the kiddush, the yom tov, okay, and he explains about the gan. Explains to us it works the exact same system. Take the last four words. Basically, you're going to work with the chokma and the bina, and then the malchus and the back of the malchus. חיים עצינו בסדר בסידור שולחן מלוכים מהרב גון, הרב דרזי. זה הצער. רב דרזי הוא ראש השיבה, the big מקובל, he was a Talmud of רב פתאיה. רב פתאיה, the בית לחם יהודה. היה לי שיבה, he passed away, I don't know. I think 5-10 years ago, not long ago. And he had a yeshiva of Rashi in Yerushalayim, and Kibel Gam Kem le said that because of Kiddush et el Chalukas Amokin Lamed b'Tevus Kiddush. Alright, same idea. And Kain Nimsa she Chalukas Amokin Lamed men Shaykes beKol Bikas Anenim b'Seda Yudu. Okay, so let's continue. Now, all that had to do with that's Brocha Rishona we've been speaking about. All different types of Birkas Aneni, Birkas Mitzvahs, She'en Bo Maisa, She'esh Bo Maisa, Birkas Shvach Lado, a Brocha which has a Sheket Shana, Brocha she doesn't have a Sheket Shana. How do we fit that into the system? Okay, Adka. What about Brocha Achorena? Do we also have a system Hamshach as a Shefa like this as well, or no? Say, he quotes over here, V'nevai Ata Levai. Nova atalibai et inem birka bracha achroina. Hine, bracha zu Eina b'chlal birkas anenim she'i be'akva abia debriya. So he says bracha zu is also part of the birkas anenim. Beged the birkas anenim, he says she'i be'akva abia debriya. Interesting. He says the agdor of birkas achrona is birkas anenim.
Which birkas achrona?
Any.
You mean benching as well?
Suppose what he means, the fact you're nene from something, you're nene from something, so it's clear whether it's because of shvach, the because of shvach, the meshaber Hashem for giving you such food. But he says together is because of nene. Sede akavanosa hi kesed matbeer abacha, shinim shach lamochim de gadlu shalem, betivus melech ha'olam, kedibarno el, onam. Kasav sebe kadosh, because Eliyahu, moreinu avaliyo money. It's a rabbi of money. She kibel marabi no yarezal. She shama that the rab money, which kib was mekiba was mekabel from the roshiva of Beis El, which is a yare. Abulafia, rab Abulafia. She shama merabo a rosh sharabi, which is the neched of the thing of the rashash, which is the bal divrei chayim, divrei shalom. She kibel merabeinu toas chacham, which is the Talmud Muvak of the Rashash, the lineage over here. She bracha achrona de kol bechina nimshocha mochin de ponim shela mochin de ach shenimshocha bebracha rishoina. So they want to say the Tor Chacham told the divrei shalom, who told the yore who told Rabbi Leomani, who are telling us that the bracha achrona, the kol bechina, nimshochim, mochim de ponim shalom, mochim de ach, it's a ponim de ach, shenimshochim bebracha arishona. Okay. Me'at enam, sh'av gam sede matbe arvecha lo yishtana le'olam, olam, bebracha arishona sede, kamona yeh, bepratus mochim de ach. So it's the exact same system. Bracha Rishon, Bracha Achron, it's the exact same system. Except in Bracha Rishon, all that we've discussed for the past few weeks is all in Ach, he says, the Toras Chacham. And what we're doing in Bracha Achron is bringing the ponim of that Ach. ומסתם יש לומר שבברכה שאין בהם ברכה אחרונה, like say example a reach or a bichas shvach. Say that matbei abracha who potus mochim the ach u the ponim shneim gam yach the poshut. Poshut b'ayim. So when you have bichas shvach a goimel, you don't have bracha chroina. So when you're going to do the ponim of that, what you've just done in the bracha rishona. So this is poshut that it all comes down together. Okay. So finally, he discusses the Rishima. There's a Rishima over here. He discusses four different types of brachas. One is Birkas Amitzvah Shishavan Maiseh, which is Alin Tisadai, Litatz Vetzitzis, Laniyah Tefillin, V'chol V'chol. And then you have Brachas Mitzvahs, Birkas Amitzvah She'en Bayim Maiseh, like Lasuk V'Divrei Torah, Halel, Megillah, Sfir Sa'omer, Birkas Kohanim. All those are Birkas Amitzvahs, but don't have a Maiseh to them. Or Birkas Kohanim, why doesn't She'en Bayim Maiseh? No. We can understand Sfir Sa'omer, Megillah, Halel, because those are all Dvam Tolebe Dibo. But Birkas HaKohen, I think it's a Chiddush, I thought that was a Meisim. Sure. Then you have Birkas HaShvach V'Odo, Asher Yotzer, Agoymel, Yoitzer, Sheva Brochas, Tova Meitiv, Shanaseli, Benes, V'mokam Hazeh, Shechiyanu, Asher Ga'alanu, all those are Birkas HaShvach V'Odo. And finally, the last category is Birkas HaNenim. So you have Motzi, Birkas HaMozon, Zoinus, Geffen, Eitz, Adam, Shakel, Bolin, Nekoshos, and Areach, and Chula, Chula. And we discussed those. Now finally, on the last page, he says, Be'inyan madua lo matzanu zivug zun bekavona matbeer bracha. Usually, you expect to see, after you bring mochim nekatnus, all the way to Absagdak, you bring down the Shefa, and all the parts of Mezavig. Except finally, when you finally come the culmination of the tachlis of all tachlisim to bring the shefa down to zon, you expect to see a shefa, you see a zivu between zav and nukva. We don't see that. Why is that? Ata, it says, Rabbeinu Hashem and Salsa, בספר פסח הנעיים מבאר שעניין הברוכה בערך לתפילס אין בחינס חיצוניוס. So, I'll repeat that again. So the Sherman Sosin says as follows, a klal. He says, שעניין הברוכס בערך התפילס, so your ברוכס כנגד תפילס, excuse me, הם בחינס חיצוניוס. So the ברוכס are חיצוניוס to תפילה. Even though it's totally divul. And we said all volumes should be told about divul as pininius, as opposed to maisim, maisim or chitzonius. But he says, if you compare a bracha to tefillah, so bracha is chitzonius to tefillah. She'az zivug na'asi kiviyocha me'elav shelo al yadeinu. Lachein in tzag lanu lekavano. So, there's also Sefer Baker's Meir and Daf Kuf Pei Dalit speaks about this in Barichus, that when you're dealing with the Chitzonis or Alonimus, you don't see a Zivug B'chol. And that's why in Matbea Bracha, when you're only dealing with Bracha, you don't see Zivug because it's considered to be Chitzonis. Now, say the Biruim Etikon B'mitzvah She'en Ba'im Ma'aseh. Ata Aleinu Vayir. So Mitzvah She'en Ba'im Bracha. Mitzvah she'en b'hem bracha. Sorry, excuse me. We're talking not she'en b'maisa, she'en b'bracha. Kente ase seder birurim tikuna. Right. So you have a maisa mitzvah, for example, tzedakah, chesed, akima, you know, lifnei zaken. All these mitzvahs that we do constantly, but there's no bracha to it. So what is that? So taka we're mechavim matbeir bracha, we're not mechavim matbeir bracha. So that's a great shaila. So he says as follows, the Sefer HaKodesh Shari Rachamim, which is Shaul Dwork, it's actually his Tamil of Kassin, who published it and brings shilas of the majority is of Shaul Dwork, and Chelek Beis Simon Yud Beis, which has been recently reprinted. Maybe B'Shem Rabbeinu Sadi Zeche Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha, שמצווה שאין בהם ברוכה, יש לך כדרך כבון עצמת בי הברוכה. Oh, so it's pointed the shayla, do we mechavin in a ברוכה, do we mechavin in a mitzvah שאין בו ברוכה, like מת בי הברוכה or not? So he says, Taki, yeah, we have to mechavin as we're doing the mice and mitzvah tzedokah למשל, or visiting the sick, bikuchulim, whatever, you have to mechavin the ganz מת בי הברוכה system. והוא להמשך את המוחם דייניקה, ולאלוס ברורי מהדרום מיילוס, ולזווה גם כסדע הידוע, להמשך בהם זה המוחם דיגדות, וכל זה בכוון בלבד, אף אגב שאין בהם דיבו, אין שם. Okay, so that's a tremendous chidush that saw this, did you hear that? Tremendous chidush that even though it's only a maisa mitzvah, without a bracha, you have to mechav in what we've just done for the past few weeks. Some ago, I heard from somebody in Yerushalayim. Goes to Tamil Chacham Yerushalayim, a Makubal, and he said that this doesn't only work by a Maisa Mitzvah per se, Bikocholim and so on and so forth, but rather also to help Cholim, to help a sick person. You can also, it's a tremendous Segula to Mechaven the Kavanas that we find in Matbei Bracha, because why is a Cholim sick? So, Api Kabbalah is because the Mochim, the Gadlus, there's something wrong with the Patsufim. The Patsufim, there's been a Kilkul Alidei Nevera, some type of Nevera, whatnot, in the Patsufim Elyonim. Therefore, you have to bring Mochim, the Gadlus. You have to Mochim, the Gadlus, and the person is too sick to do the Mochim, the Gadlus. Lying in bed, you can't do any mitzvahs. So, you can theoretically bring the Mochim, the Gadlus for him, whilst you mechaven the matbeir bracha, and therefore giving him a refuah shlema, tremendous chiddush nifla. But that's what we find, and that's how we mesayim this inyan of matbeir bracha brich achmana disiyayim, that we finish matbeir bracha with all the kavanas needed. Okay, we are continuing our shiurim on matbeir bracha. We are in the nikudas hakesef on daf 127 now. Okay, now we're going to be discussing. We've been discussing till now Birkas Mitzvahs Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh. Like we discussed last time, there are many different types of brachas, This time we're going to be discussing a bracha which doesn't have this asher kedishan of mitzvoisav, that we spend so much time and bringing the makifim, but rather like because of shvach, because of hadol. So let's start reading over here. Because of shvach v'hadol shvehem matbeir bracha, who ad tevas melech olam kigon because bor she'ama. Because we saw, we worked a lot. We worked very hard to understand the Indian of Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivanu. That brought in all the makifim. But when that's not there in the bracha, so when are the makifim going to come in? Or the tzelem b'chla. They say like this. V'atanu v'lachko v'brocha shematbeah brocha shalahem ikro ad tevas melech olam kegon because bor shama b'yotze, ve'em b'em tevas asher kedishanu, ve'em asayim shukhu b'em morchem digalus the mem tzadi and lamed, mem lamed tzadi. Meaning, b'sevah kodesh pesach anayim l'rabbeinu Hashem and Sosan, v'ol levanam, shebikos ha'elu nimshochem ke'echad ha'morchem digalus the mem lamed tzadi, ve'tevas melech o'elam an sham b'divay kodesh. So they say that even though we don't have the words asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisa, they say it all comes down in the bracha melech ha'olam, that part of the bracha. Okay. We see the nitvas in the Rashash. He writes down the betevas melech ha'olam sider betchilas aliyas abirurim imoruchim diyanika keseda yedua ad apsak daak vezivuga mamshach atzipit the moruchim degadlo dechel chalukosam lekol pasuk keseda arachno levayel el v'achach mamshach the moruchim degadlos meyuadim לזון ליסוד המלכו זה יסוד הראשונים חסר זה מורכים דיניק לפרס וחגל זה אחר כך משום המורכים דגדוס דמם למד צדיק לזון. Alright, all we really needed from that is just the last line that it seems to be in the Rashash. See the Rashash says in Mephorsh is that when you do Melech Olam, we all know that you go all the way up to Apsang Da'ak, you bring all the new Shefa, you distribute all the Shefa to all the different Chalokim of the different parts of it, and not only that, you're also going to bring down the mem, the lamed, and the tzadi, which spells, which is the tzelem. Okay. Om the said the kinesis of both of the gadlus, cause of shagdam with bilvash and nimshachim, the lo sida tzalm in the ranche ketzad em nimshachim. The anum is boni belosh and mekosh shel sida be hagdam and shekaza, the ketzad yimshachu amorchim the gadlus the tzelem, but if he's in here, ketzad yesh le sida hakavana. Alright, not all the details are written there in the Siddur, so we have to figure out how this is going to fit into the Kol Tzamid. V'zeh loshon ha'akdoma b'siddur v'siyem b'siyem tevas ha'melech ha'olam v'birkas bor sh'ama v'yotze. This is what the Rashash writes over there. V'misham says Rashash, yechavem la'am shir gimol tzalmei ha'mochim d'naranchi d'nachi d'ben u'ma, meaning you bring down the tzlamim from both the right and left side. Ligimah partzuf apinimim shem chabad akololim dizam. So that you're going to bring that to the three different partzuf apinimim shem. And what are these three partzuf apinimim? Which is chabad, bina, and das akolim dizam. So, and he explains. Biuhu, and this is the explanation. She'ache she'noldu b'tevas elu, the melech oilam, the Mochim de Gadlus, Shinim Shurat Zon. So after that, we brought down, in Melech Oilam, we brought down all that Shefa, the new Shefa, which is called Mochim de Gadlus, into Zon. The biggest Eilu, and biggest Shvach Vodo, Vein Bahem Tevas Nusofis, Behem Shech HaBrocha, Yim Shurat Gimel Tzalmi HaMochim, Shem Mochim de Gadlus, the Nent, Lamed, and Tzadik. Zu, she calls it the Tzadik, Gimel Tzalmi HaMochim, the Naranchi, the Nachi, שהמוכים דה מם למצדי אלו הם המוכים דגדו דה נקרא נחי. So that's what the Rashash meant when he said you bring down the נחי. He really meant bringing down the צלם. הנמשוך למגיעים בפרצוף הפנים דה פרצוף חוכמה בין הדס דה זה כסדר זה. Excuse me. So the mem is going to go to the chabad, פרצוף chabad, דה זה. The lamed is going to go to the chagat of the פרצוף chabad, דה זה. And the mochim the tzadi is going to go into the night the parts of chabad. The zah, kedi bi'arnu le'el kol ze baruch ha'veloshon anar shalom be'asido. ונבר עוד של אף אגב שכל אחד מהמוחים אלו דגדלות מם צדי, מם למד צדי, כלו למחוב וק ומלכות פרטים כסדה שלמדו לאל בטבס במדבר כל הברכה, כל ברכה. איננו מפרטים אוי שם בסדה כבון הזו, אלא וחב להמשיך את המוחים דגדלו למם למד צדי בכלולות. ולכן סדה כבון שיהיה באופן כזה. So he summarizes here. Ubetemus melech olam nechavim betchila levare et berurim la loisam im amochim de yinika kesed yidu al apsak da'ak. Okay, so again, you're saying melech olam, you're going all the way apsak da'ak with the mochim de yinika. Va'achka achelik amochim de gadlu de zu nimshu lesed amalchut de yasu de rishon. It means it's going to go all the way down to yasut, into the yasud amalchus of the yasut. ואז נחם על הארץ את המוחים די יניקה למכור. Okay, you bring back the מוחים די יניקה. Usually you would do that in Asher, but you don't have that in Bok Shama. In the word Asher. ולהמשיך את המוחים די גדול למם למד צדי, לחבד חג נהי, אבל פרצוף חבד דזה. Since we're talking, dealing with Lakifim as well, so we're always, since it's מוחים די גדול anyways, we always move that into the חבד. Now how do you move the mem and the lamed tzadi to there? That's because you have three parts of it. You have the chabad the chabad, you have the chagad the chabad, and you have the nai the chabad. And that's going to be connected, your mem and the lamed and the tzadi. Okay, so if you look on page, here, if you look on this page where it says tzivanu, we'll find the exact same thing, except I'll read out the lotion is a little bit different than what we have usually on this page. So he says, yichab l'amshech miyesod u'malchud yasut, the Atzil Makiv Mem, the Tzal Me'amochim, the Chub Uvaku Malchut. So why is he saying Chub Uvaku Malchut? Means usually we do it separately. And each word, Asher Kidishanu, Kidishanu, Benitzvoisa, Vitzivanu, Al. We have four different places. So we do the Chochman one, four different words. One Chochma and Vitzivanu, Benitzvoisa, Bina and Vitzivanu, Kiddushanu, sorry, Kiddushanu b'mitzvot ha-vitzivanu al. So that's Kenege the Chochma, Bina, Vak and Malchus. Since we don't have that in Bon Shema, we don't have all those words, so everything's going to be done in one go. It's going to be the Chochma, Bina, Vak and Malchus, all in one go, all in the Mem, which is coming down. Then we'll find he's going to do the Lamed, same thing. He's going to move from the Chum, the Vak, the Malchus, the Abba v'Ima v'Yasud im Naranch Shalem. That's going to be the Lamed. And where is that going to go down? It's going to go down to the Chabad of the Zal. The Paltzuf, Kachab, the Atzilut. Why Kachab? Because we're dealing with Mochim Degadlut. The Zal, the Atzilut, the Abia, the Atzilut, which is the mouth of the Meshamas. That's how it feels. And then finally, when you bring down the Tzadi over there, you're also going to do the same thing, and you bring the Mochim Degadlut. The Chub, Bak, and Malchut as well, where it's the Nahi. Then he continues to say, Achilu ben Baruch, Bebirkas and Mitzvah Shalachren Maiser, which we learned originally, Le Mitzvah Shedibo Belvad, Birkas Ashvach. What's the difference? Falachir, Mashalamadu Adata, Navin, Shebebirkas, Bebrochas and Mitzvah, Brochas and Mitzvah Ashvach, Vitikun Amu, Bemelt Vesvil Shu, Beagba Bilatilos. As we know, we learned beforehand, what is meant Bida Atzilus? Bida Atzilus is a reference to the Meltzav of Asfilus. Shu Akva Bida Atzilus, which is another reference to Akva Bida Atzilus. Ye gam ba'em chiluk ben brachos ha-mitzvah shel achrem maise, which we've been learning till now, she tikunem ye ba'akva bia de chitzoinius de Atzilus. It's going to work in the chitzoinius de Atzilus. The biggest mitzvah should be dibo. Or because the shvach she tiknu here back by atzilus b'dipnimius olam. So when you're only dealing with a bracha which only has a bracha and doesn't have a ma'isa per se, then you work with the pnimius olam. Zem b'levav because at nehen she mitakni back by abiyah the bria she nikraim gam be'erel atzilus chitzonis. And since there it's also ma'isa, therefore you're working with the chitzonis olam. Lachen av agav she tzidum atzilu tami because a mitzvah v'shvach mit מתקן עם ביעה דה אצילוס, ולא חילק בהם בין חיצון לספטינים וזה הביעה זה דה אצילוס, עלינו לזכור So even though we find in see, it doesn't mention Mechalad Yitzchilis, the Rashash tells us this, that we're working sometimes with the Chitzonis of the Olamas and some of the and Pnimis, we don't find this in the Siddur. Nevertheless, you have to know that because the mitzvah should be dibur, or because the Shvach said Abraham and Takin Bia, the Pnimis Atzilis. And because the mitzvah shall Maisim, Mitkayim Bia, the Chitzonis Atzilis. Okay, it's very simple. Again, something with a maise is something much more material. Think about it that way. You work with the chitzonis. Now, something which is lighter, I mean, doesn't have a maise, then you're working with that tzilas. Okay. So, the b'kitzur we've learned so far because of mitzvah sheyesh bo maise. We learn because of hodor and shrach, which is about shema, of a yoitzer. Where does that take place on the chart? And how do you bring down the tzelim if there's no place for kedushan mitzvah mitzvah? Now we're going to learn another set of brachas, which is called Birkas Aneni. Now, how we fit this system, what we've been learning for the past few weeks, of the Matbei Bracha in the Birkas Aneni. So those who are following in the Sefer, it's page 131. 131. So here we go. He says as follows. Seh de kavonos Birkas Aneni v'uram, v'chilu sheyesh b'neim le'Birkas HaMitzvahs. Now, here we go. He brings down from the Mishnah Mamre Rashbi, which is in Parshas Ekev, that the Arizal writes as follows: "Avav Birkas Anenim Ein Ba'em Ein Anu Omrim Lo Kedusha V'Lo Mitzvah." We don't want to say Kedusha, we want to be Mitzvah. So we don't say that Ki Achre She Nidbaruchu Avot Cholzu Va'Olu Leorid Cholzu. We go back Va'Olu Leorid Shefa Mebina. Which actually means Yasu. We go back to Yasu. Bring down from Yasu. Lemata lo huridu shefa rak besod bina atzmo mechatzi yusa. Only bring from the exterior part of the bina. We'll explain as we go along. Let's just read the Mam Rashbi. Lefirach anu amrim bore peri hagefen, or whatever. Bore peri. Whatever, I ate. Shuhu sod bina dinikanena betlat sifran. So, Loshon Zohar. The Bria, so we work with the bina, which is nikan, which is establishes in the three spheres of Bria. Zuhu sod bore. Why does it say, why this type of bracha of bore peri? So, why bore? Bore is Loshon Bria, the oil of a Bria. Zuhu sod bore. Omisham yored leolam leyitzira. From there, it's going to go down to the world of yitzira. Shuhu sod peri, shuhu sod tiferes nikra ben yudkei. So that's going to be the Shem Hashem Kevi. Mikanana b'shit sifran yitzira. And then when we finally say hagefen or eitz or adama. Then we're finding Bubi down all the way down to the world of Asiya. Okay, so we have that. So we say Bore, that's a reference to you bringing down the Shefa to the Bria. And then you say Peri, you're being more specific, that's bringing down to the world of Yetzira. And then finally we bring down, then you say the final words of the Bracha, Gefen or Eitz or Adama, you're bringing it down to the world of Asiya. Shem Malchut Nikra Eitz, Bore Peria Eitz, the Eitz is the Malchus. Or Gefen or Adama Mikanana Vasya. Ka calls it Bri Yitzchayim, Shara Bochas is also mentioned in the Bri Yitzchayim. Now, we Yizbaya Inyan, Api Mashakos Bisebe called the Shah Kedusha, Sha'are Kedusha Lemachu, Zotzal, Zia, Shiyesh Dalet Mechtsovim. There are four Mechtsovim, we mentioned this, we're going to mention this again, the four different stations, I should say. Which is connected to Atzilus, Merzav Neshamas, which is more exterior, then Merzav Malachim, which is connected to Yetzira, and then Merzav Achoshach, which is most exterior. Think of it as a cylinder within another cylinder. Rabbeinu Roshash Herchiv Levar B'Seva Kadosh Ne'ashon Daftet Amud Dalet Ein Sham. Mashma Mdvarav, the Kol Merzav Kulul Me'agba Abiyah Pchati Be'otah Merzav. So, look at this cylinder. We're going to call this cylinder Merzav HaSfiros. Now in this cylinder you're going to look, but Orech means from top to bottom, you look as if there's miniature Ag ve'Avia, the five worlds which are there, standing from the top to the bottom. Now all of them are going to be like that. So what differentiates one to the other? So that's going to be Ag ve'Avia of Atzilus. And the one which is the Metz of the Neshama is going to be Ag ve'Avia the Bria. And the one which is going around that, which is the Metz of Malochim, which is Ag ve'Avia the Yetzirah. And then finally, the Metz of Choshech is Ag ve'Avia the Asiya. That's the way it looks. Again, this is a much, much bigger view of what we're looking individually of Zun. Zun doing it, making a tikkun in Zun. Zun de Atzilus, but rather this is we're looking very a very wide shot of what's happening in a often gadol. So he continues over here with the Rashash, and he says, and I'll just start that again. Mashma devaru shekol melzav klul me'ag ve'abia prati de'oto melzav. Rabbeinu Rosh Sharabi, which is the grandson of the Rashash, say b'kol de'divrei shalom kosov she'em. Dalid Mechzavin Keneged Abia. Meaning the Shmerzav is still Nikra Agba Abia, that Silos. Merzav is Neshom is Agba Abia, the Bria, Merzav is the Molochim is Agba Abia, the Yitzir, and Merzav is the Hosh Nikra Agba Abia, the Asir, like I just mentioned to you. Now, well, if he says Nikud Zikesim, Mevar Rabin Roshash ben Arsholom, Bagdama Bacha, she Birkas a mitzvahs meitakin in the Pnimis. Now, so therefore, the Rashash tells us, you saw it, that when you're working with Birkas and Mitzvahs, we're working with the Pnimius. The Pnimius. V'hem Ag ve'Abia d'Atzilus, she'em Mechzavah me'Atzviros, she'nikra Pnimius. V'hilu Birkas ha'Neni, mitakenim b'chitzonius, v'hem Ag ve'Abia v'dibriya, she'em Mechzavah z'nishom, z'nikra chitzonius. Amal bishem ba'or v'yishav v'l Ag ve'Abia, De'atzilus aisham kol aloshon kotcho. So we're working within. When we're doing Birkas Mitzvahs, we're working with the interior cylinder, which goes Mitzvah spheres. When you're working with the Birkas Nanin, you're working with the exterior. That's called the Mitzvah and the Shomas, which is also called Atvabia Debria. It's called Bitvait. V'diva kotcho shel Maran Misodim al Adnei Paz ve'em v'diva kotcho shel Rav she'ayvanu. והוא שכתב הרב כאן שבירקס הננים מורידים שפע מחיצוניוס בינה. Now we can understand what the Rav that we call the Mama Rashbi in Parshas Ekev was talking about when he was saying that you're bringing it down from mechitzonius bina. So he says the kavanah is that he was speaking about birkas hananim, which is in the chitzonius of the Mechzav HaSfiras. Sheva mochen de gadol haba mirom ha-ma'alois ad yasud nikra bina, is going to bina, hu b'chilatz chitzonius, em ag v'abia d'briya. That's what he meant. So let's continue. B'lefi mashkoz b'nashod me'emshech, b'si da'akodesh ha'nire, said the Akavana Birkas Nenim lo ishtane klal besod Akavana Birkas Mitzvah. Basically, everything's identical. Birkas Nenim or Birkas Mitzvahs, the only difference is one's working the Pinimis, one's working the Chitzim, one's working the Atzilus, one's working the Bria. But the system is always the same. Then he says as follows: Mitchila Bacha Atevus Melech Olam Mishmcha Mochin Yinika. וַאַך גאַב תֵּרֶץ מֶלֶךְ הָעוֹלָם יַעֲלוּ בְּרוּחוּ מַנּוֹגִים לְאֹיסֶה הַבְּרָכָה מִמּוֹחֶן דִּינִיקָה לְמַן וְכִסֵה דִּיּוֹדוּ אַדְרוּ מַמַּלוֹס וְשִׁזָב אַבְּסַק דְּאַק וְאִם שְׁוֹרָת טִיפָס הַמּוֹחֶן דִּיּוּד סְפִירָת דְּמָה וְתַשְׁלוֹם יוּד סְפִירָס דְּבֵן וְכֹל פַרְצוּף לוֹקֵחַת אֶת חֶלֶקוֹ נוֹגֵעַ לוֹ וַאַך גאַב תֵּרֶץ בּוֹרֶה. Okay, this is what they get us. That was all מֹחֶן דִּינִיקָה. Now when you come to the when you come בּוֹרֶה, okay, this is already mochin de gadlu. Nase it's always a ma'pu'ul of shenase betevel to shake it shall be mitzvoisav. So the word, one word, avavikas a shvach, which is boire, takes the place of kiddushanu be mitzvoisav v'tzivanu of avikas a mitzvahs. So one word of avikas a nanim will take three words for us to say three words in avikas a shvach, avikas a mitzvahs. והוא שתחילה ממשיך את המוחים דגדו ליסוד ומלכו דיאסוד ראשון. That's the first stage. You're drawing down from the yasuds. Where? From the yasod and malchus, you bring it down to where? You bring it down to zun. But before you bring down the zun, you marzir v'achga marzir masamochem diyanik limkoim. Sorry, limkoim ma'am bepalzav chagat, which we usually would have done in Asher. The word Asher. V'ach ma'achamrim lehamshik masamochem di makiv in the lamed mem. The God that begins chokma bina shalem. Then you're going to bring in that word bore. You bring the lamed mem. Which part? The chokma. Tam zeh remez arab divik roshish shikazel bore hu begins bina. And that's what he meant, Bore is Bina. What do you mean by that? Kivana Shetevas Bore, Nimshach HaMochem Yesod, Malchus Yasu, Ad Bria, Shehem, Mochem V'Chochma Bina, Ad Megim, Ad Bria, Ki Yadua, Shezeh Shilamadu. So let's read that again. V'Dava Zeh Remez Yidi V'Koshu Shabbo. That's why he's saying this. Every time we know that the Rav speaking, speaks Mamish in cryptic forms. He says, Bore is Bina. What does that mean? He says, Kivana Shetevas Bore, when you say the word Bore, you Mamshich Shefa, Miru Malos Ad Yasu until you saw the Malchut of the Yasu. Mishnah Mokim the Yasud Malchut of Yasu. But Ad Bria, you bring it all the way down into the world of Bria. Shehem Mokim the Chochmat Ubinot. And what do you bring that exactly? You bring the Mokim the Chochmat Ubinot because you bring Chabad. Chochmat Megim Ad Bria. Kiadub Seder Shalamad Le. That's what's happening when you bring down. When you say the word bore. Now, when you say the next word, which is pri, what the Arizal tells us? Shenishor ha-bore makim de lamed men devak nikra yetzira. Okay? So, bore, you bring down the chub. Chochma bina. When you say peri, you bring in the vak. Into where? Into what? Which is called yetzira. It's called yetzira. Nimshor ha-yetzira de zad, yatzilu de yetzira tachta. You bring in old and mamash into those worlds. Sima Bracha B'tevas Agefen, third stage, Ha'etz or Adama. So what do you do the finale over here? Nimshach Namochem Amikim Lamemem Haniga the Malchias. So when you say the last word that you get from Ha'etz Adama, you bring it down the Malchias. So Bekitzur, that's always a system. You bring the Chochma and then the Bina and then the Vak and then the Malchias. Now, so the only difference over here, and we only have three words, right? Bore, Piri, Ha'etz, three. So how can you bring in the four things? Teretz is in Bore, you bring down the Chochmah and Bina. Pri, you're going to bring down the Vak of the Lamed Mem. And then finally, again from Ve'etz Adama, you're going to bring down what's called the Malchus of, which is also applicable to the world of Siyah. Now, Nimshogim Ha'asiyah, the Zah, the Atzilus, the Asiyah Tachton. You're going to bring that all down to the Asiyah, the Zah, and also the Asiyah, the Tachton. But the devil's a nil, but be the Kushish of the Rav, she calls the tables bo pri, who yitzira, vaka, the tables eight a dollar, ube asia. That's what he means, that's pshat. Vaka, bahanos achila, oshtia, then you do the maisa, you eat actually the pera. Mechav le amshir is the mochim de chub. Vak, the mouth of the gadus, pinimis, de tzadi de tzare. That's all the lamed man till now. But when you do the maisa, that's when you bring the tzadi. Okay? So you see that Ben Bikras and Nen and Ben Bikras mitzvahs is always the same system. Once you understand the system, it works for all the brachas. You have to know how to fit it into words. So those are the only slight differences. Besides that, everything's the same. לכן רצינו בנאר שום בסדר הקודש שהמוקם דגן זה שנמשוכם לזה בבקס העננים הם נמשוכם באויץ הפחוטס שמרצינו בבקס המצווס. So it's the exact same thing. ורב את אבא שאבינו מאל. והם להביע דזה דאצילוס ודאביע רק שאיזה שיהיה שבקס המצווס כל עם שוח עשי בפחוטס אביע דאצילוס או בקס העננים להביע דבריה. So again, to summarize, when you're doing Birkas HaMitzvahs, you're working with Abiyah De'atzilos, which in other words means a Metzav HaSfiros, which is also called Pinimius. And when you're working Birkas HaNanim, you're working with Be'abiyah De'briya, which is another word for Metzav HaNeshomas, which is also called Chitzonis. Yotze Evel, says the Nekut HaKesef, on page 132,
So
Now, he moves on. Levas said the Knesset is a mochim amor bebikas aneni nase lo rag bebikas abore kim bebikas amotzi v'shahakol. Now, let's move on to a different type of broch. Well, you don't have bore, but you have amotzi lechem in haaretz, or shahakol niyad bivon. What are you going to do now? You don't have the word bore now. So how is that going to work? So he says, Akshal amand said the Knesset is a mochim bebikas aneni keitzah nase bebikas bebochas abore. אז אבא פי שעשה בכל דושה נער שולם הוא ועשה את הכוון הזה על הבקס בורא פי העץ. So the Siddur doesn't go through all the permutations, all the different brachas and how to fit into the Mabir bracha. They only gives us a dogma of בקס בורא פי העץ. So מקום מקום, כפי הנראה מהסידור עם הקדוש, יש לך במסד הזה גם בשעה הברכות כגון בורא פי הגפן, אדמה והמוציא והשעקור ושעה הברכות, that every other type of bracha would also fall into that. So whether you're making a bore or a shakol, a motzi, all the same system. V'inam seder b'niyahu, that's the seder shash, chelik kavonos pchotiyas shehei v'al seder kavonos bore, gam al bikas adama, v'agevem, v'mine atse b'somim, bore pe'etz, all these different type of permutations of brachas, בסדר כוונה הוא על הסדר האמור. למד מהם יזכו בטבעס בורא. למד מהם דפקס טבעס פרי ועשב, או עשבי, או מיני. And the למד מהם דמלכוס בטבעס עץ. That's where it works. אדומה וגפן בסמים, והצד עינים שער בענה מהמחול או משקי או הריח. That's what we do. The mice always comes the צדי, and the other words will we'll bring in the Lamed Mev in the four different levels. Now, Besido Anal, Sida said that Amshoch is a mochim ze al bikas a bore, bikas a motzi, but often kaze. Lamed Mem bechu, but it was motzi. Lamed Mem devag, but it was lechem. Lamed Mem be malchis, but it was aret, but tzadi be anas a achila. Again, just to give it a dugma. But Rabbeinu Bati Nagani, Besifo said the anhaga be hagos or kiddush the yom tov shel pesach b'teva asher bacha banu v'kiddushanu lamed ben b'chokma b'mitzvah esav lamed ben b'binas v'titen lanu lamed mem devag mikadosh yisrael lamed mem demalchus. B'kitzur, all different types of brachas. He's talking about the kiddush, the yom tov, okay, and he explains about the gan, explains to us it works the exact same system. Take the last four words, basically, you're going to work with the Chochmah and the Bina, and then the Malchias and the back of the Malchias. Chaim HaTzion said, B'sidul Shulchan Malochim Arav Gon Arav Rav Darzi Zatzal. Rav Darzi was a Rosh Hashiva, a big Mekubal. It was a Talmud of Rav Pataya. Rav Pataya, the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Yeah, Yeshiva. He passed away, I don't know. I think 5-10 years ago. No, long ago. No long ago. And he had a Yeshiva of Rav Rashi in Yerushalayim. And Kibel gam kem l'seder birkas ha-kiddush et chalukas ha-mochim l'mered b'tevas ha-kiddush. Same idea. And Kain nimsa she-chalukas ha-mochim l'mered shaykhus b'kol birkas ha-nenim b'seder yiduah. Okay, so let's continue. Now, all that had to do with that's Brocha Rishona we've been speaking about. All different types of Bikas Aneni, Bikas Mitzvahs, She'en Bo Maisa, She'esh Bo Maisa, Bikas Shvach Lado, a Brocha which has a Sheket Shano, Brocha she doesn't have a Sheket Shano. How do we fit that into the system? Okay, Adka. What about Brocha Achorayna? Do we also have a system Hamshach as a shefa like this as well, or no? Say quotes over here. V'nevay at levayim, navo at levay et inem birka bracha achroina. Hine bracha zu heina bechlal birka sanenim shei be'akva abia debriya. So he says bracha zu is also part of the birka sanenim. Beged the birka sanenim. He says shei be'akva abia debriya. Interesting, he says the Agdor of Birkas Achroina is Birkas Aneni.
Which b'chachon?
Any.
You mean benching as well?
I suppose what he means is the fact you're nene from something. You're nene from something, so it's clear whether it's because of shvach. Poshut is because of shvach. The meshaber Hashem for giving you such food. But he says together is because of nene. Sada akavanosa hi kesed matber abacha shenimshach lamochim degadlu shalem v'tevus melech ha'olam kedibarno el omnam. Kasav sefer kadosh because Eliyahu morarinu avli omani. That's a rabbi of money. She kibel marabino a yarezal. She shama that the rab money, which kib was mekiba, was mekabel from the Rosh Shiva of Beis El, which is the yare. Abu Lafia. She shama merabo a rosh sharabi, which is the neched of the thing, of Rashash, which is the bal divrei chayim, divrei shalom. She kibel merabino toas chacham, which is the Talmud Mubak of the Rashash, the lineage over here. She bracha achrona de kol bechina nimshocha mochin de ponim shel amochin de ach shenimshocha bebracha rishoina. So they want to say the Torah Chacham told the divrei shalom, who told the yore, who told Rabbi Leomani, who are telling us that the bracha achrona de kol bechina nimshochim. Mochim de ponim shalom, mochim de ach, it's a ponim de ach, shenimshocha bebacha arishona. Okay. Me'at enam, shavakam said the matbe awecha lo ishtana le'olam. Olam, bebacha arishona said, kamona ye bepotus mochim de ach. De ach, or bebacha achrona ye bepotus mochim de ponim. So begin, it's the exact same system. Bracha arishona, bracha achrona, it's the exact same system. Except in Baruch Rishon, all that we've discussed for the past few weeks is all in Ach, he says, the Torah Chacham. And what we're doing, Baruch Achnoina, is bringing the ponim of that Ach. Omistam yesh loma she bebrachas she ain ba'em Baruch Achnoina, like for example, a Reach or a Birchas Hashvach, say that Matbea Baruchah hu, potos mochim the Ach u the ponim, she shneim gam yach ha'poshet. Poshut ba'em. So when you have birkas hashvach, a goyimel, you don't have a bracha chroina. So when you're going to do the ponim of that, what you've just done in the bracha rishona, since this is poshut, that it all comes down together. Okay. So finally, he discusses the rishima. There's a rishima over here. He discusses four different types of brachas. One is birkas mitzvah shivan ma'aser, which is alin tisadai, litatz v'tzitzis, laniyat tefillin, v'chule v'chule. And then your brachas mitzvahs, bikas and mitzvahs she'ein bayim ma'aser, like lasuk b'divrei Torah, halal, megillah, sfiras ha'omer, bikas ha'kohanim, all those are bikas and mitzvahs, but don't have a ma'aser to them. Or bikas ha'kohanim, why doesn't she'ein bayim ma'aser? No. We can understand sfiras ha'omer, megillah, halal, because those are all dvarim tolo b'divo. But bikas ha'kohanim, I think it's a chiddush, I thought that was a ma'aser. Sure. Then you have Bikas Shvach Vaodo, Asher Yotzer, Agoymel, Yoitzer, Sheva Brochas, Tova Meitiv, Shanaseli, Benes, Mokamose, Shechianu, Asher Gaalanu, all those are Bikas Shvach Vaodo. And finally, the last category is Bikas Anenim. So you have Motzi, Bikas Amozon, Bazoinus, Geffen, Eitz, Adam Shakal, Boren, Nekoshos, and Areach, and Chulu. And we discussed those. Now, finally, on the last page, he says, "Be'inyan madua lo matzanu zivug zun bekavana matbe'a bracha." Usually, you expect to see after you bring mochim the katnus all the way to upside down, you bring down the shefa and all the parts of mezavig. Except finally, when you finally come the combination, the tachlis v'al tachlisin to bring the shefa down to zun, you expect to see a shefa. You see a zivug between zav and nukva. We don't see that. Why is it? Ata, it says Rabbeinu Hashem and Sosa, v'sefer Pesach and Ayin mevayre she'inyan abrocha be'erech letfilas em bechinas chitzonius. See, I'll repeat that again. So the Hashem and Sosa says as follows: a klal. He says she'inyan abrochas be'erech letfilas. So you have brochas kineged tefilas. excuse me, hem bechinas chitzonius. So the brochas are chitzonius to tefillah, even though it's tol b'divo. And we said all dvarim should be tol b'divo is pinimius, as opposed to maisim, maisim are chitzonius. But he says, if you compare a brocha to tefillah, so brocha is chitzonius to tefillah. Shazivug nasi kiviyocha me'elav shelo al yadeinu. So there's also Sefer Baker's Meir and Daf Kuf Pei Dalit speaks about this in Barichas, that when you're dealing with the chitzonis or elements, you don't see a zivuk b'chlal, and that's why in Matbea Bracha, when you're only dealing with bracha, you don't see zivuk because it's considered to be chitzonis. Now said the biruim v'tiko b'mitzvah she'ein b'ayin ma'aseh. We're talking not she'en b'maisa, she'en b'brocha. Kente ha'seh seder birurim tikuna. Right? So you have a maisa mitzvah, for example, tzedakah, chesed, akima, lifnei zoken, all these mitzvahs that we do constantly, but there's no brocha to it. So what is that? So taka we're mechavim matbeir bracha, we're not mechavim matbeir bracha. So that's a great shaila. So he says as follows: the sefer kodesh Shari rachamim, which is Shaul Dwork, it's actually his Tamil of Kassin, who published it and brings shailas of the majority is of Shaul Dwork, and chelik beis siman yud beis, which has been recently reprinted. Maybe b'shem Rabbeinu Tzadik Zeche Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha, shemitzvah she'ein ba'em bracha yesh lecha mekederer kavanas matbeir bracha. Oh, so it's poshut the shaila: do we mechaven in a bracha? Do we mechaven in a mitzvah she'ein b'bracha like matbeir bracha or not? So he says, "Taki, yeah, we have to mechaven as we're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah tzedakah l'moshul, or visiting the sick, bikocholim, whatever. You have to mechaven the gantz." Matbeir bracha system. Vohu leamshich zemochem diyinika velalos buruim adru milos velizavet gam kiseda yedua leamshich baem zemochem digadot vekoze bekavon bevad afakam sheim baem dibo ein shal. Okay, so that's a tremendous chiddush that saw this. Did you hear that? Tremendous chiddush that even though it's only a ma'aseh mitzvah without a bracha, you have to mechaven what we've just done for the past few weeks. Some agav I heard from somebody in Yerushalayim. Of course, Tamil Chacham Yerushalayim, a makubal, and he said that this doesn't only work by a ma'ase mitzvah per se, bikocholim and so on and so forth, but rather also to help cholim, to help a sick person. You can also, it's a tremendous segula to mechaven the kavanas that we find in Matbei Bracha, because why is a choyle sick? So, api kabbalah is because the moichim, the gadlus, there's something wrong with the patsufim. The patsuf, there's been a kilkul alidei anavera, some type of anavera, whatnot, in the patsufim elyonim. Therefore, you have to bring moichim, the gadlus. You have the moichim, the gadlus, and the person is too sick to do the moichim, the gadlus. Lying in bed, you can't do any mitzvahs. So, you can theoretically bring the moichim, the gadlus for him, whilst you mechaven the matbeir bracha, and therefore giving him a rufua shlema. Tremendous chiddush nifla, but that's what we find, and that's how we're messiahim this inyan of matbeir bracha, brich rachmana disiyayim, that we finished matbeir bracha with all the kavanas needed. Okay?